The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, the National Lottery Operator is rolling out a new campaign to reduce what its regulator has called an unacceptable number of retailers who are failing to implement rules around the sale of lotto products to children. And for more on this, I'm joined in studio by Carol Boat, regulator of the National Lottery. Good evening to you, Carol. This mystery shopper research, this is the second time you've conducted this kind of research around what I suppose shops are doing in terms of selling largely scratch cards to underage minors, children. What did you find, and how do they compare between now and what happened in 2018?
Hi, Ciara. Thanks for having me. In December 2024, the results of our second major independent mystery shopping exercise found that nearly 3 in 10 shops that we visited were prepared to sell these products to minors. And this compared to nearly 4 in 10 shops when we first went in 2018. So this was progress, but clearly it's not good enough.
No, it's a third of shops. It seems very high. I wouldn't imagine a third of shops would sell cigarettes, for example, to underage children, or indeed alcohol.
No, I would hope not. And I think the problem has been, as I engaged with the retail sector and with the operator of the National Lottery, and people don't necessarily think of National Lottery in the same way as they think of alcohol.
No, and
cigarettes.
By the way, I'm not trying to really compare the National Lottery to either of those things, but there's age restrictions.
Exactly.
That's the comparison.
They're all age-restricted products. And National Lottery products are age-restricted for a reason. The research is clear that any form of gambling underage really increases your chance of developing a gambling problem. And that's why, as regulator, that's been one of our top priorities to, you know, make sure that the appropriate standards are being met in retail. So that's why, following that second mystery shop exercise, the operator has today launched with Minister Jack Chambers a new retailer awareness initiative. It's called TLC, Think, Look, Check. And this campaign is targeting the person behind the till, because retail staff can change quite a lot, and particularly in the summer months. And so what they've designed is a short form training video that's impactful, like for the TikTok generation, and an app to track compliance. And this will support retail staff in knowing what their obligations are and why those obligations are there, so they can consistently comply with the National Lottery Act.
Okay, so think, look, check. Does that mean think about whether or not this person is overage, look at them and say, maybe no, and then check?
It means, yeah, and check their ID.
Yeah.
You have to ask for ID. And that was the bit. Once somebody asks for ID and the child doesn't have it, or, you know, has an ID that shows they're underage, they always say no. That was one of the good things about the research, but not everybody's asking for ID. So we're encouraging everybody working in retail to, you know, watch this video. It'll take 100 seconds of your life.
And is it potentially the case that I know there's lots of convenience stores, for example, around where I live that do sell lotto products, but the people behind the counter in them are all young themselves, summer jobs, and they could be 17 or 18 themselves. Potentially other people who are working in some retail settings, they don't even really know that scratch cards, that they're not supposed to sell them. They've never considered it. In the same way you would know about alcohol, for example, about the age limits. But potentially, is that part of the problem? It isn't that they're trying to subvert the law. They may be either unaware of it or, as you say, haven't even thought about it.
Exactly. And that's exactly what this campaign is designed to address, because even if your boss tells you on day one of the job, you know, don't sell cigarettes, don't sell alcohol, don't sell lottery products to children, I'm not sure that message is sticking. And this is designed to be a really simple, easy way for staff who might only be there for 3 months to, you know, watch a video, sign an app, say they've learned, trained. And the operator itself is going around doing mystery shops and checking, and they do apply sanctions to retailers who fail. So
what are the sanctions?
It's a complicated system of points, but ultimately they have taken the access to the National Lottery machine off a retailer if they have failed more than one mystery shop.
Is it ever the case that sometimes retailers or those who work behind the counter of retailers are intimidated away from asking for these things, that if a bunch of fairly large 17-year-olds come in looking for, you know, scratch cards or what have you, that they might not want to ask because they don't feel safe to ask?
Yes, I think that an important part of the campaign is also the signage. When we've been doing our mystery shop exercises, we send in children to test the purchasing, but also an adult to check for signage. You need a large sign that if it's a 17-year-old, for example, behind the counter, or an 18-year-old, that they can point to and say, I'm not allowed to sell them to you. My boss will be after me, you know, and to empower the people behind the counter with signage and obligations that makes it clear that this is a strict requirement.
Okay. And do you think even highlighting this is going to help this situation? Because I have to say, when I saw that we were covering today, I realised I had never given the least consideration to this as an issue at all. So I'm sure lots of people would also say that they haven't either.
Yeah, that's part of my hope and why we've been deliberately publicising the results of our mystery shops, and why we were delighted that Minister Chambers launched this new initiative today. Because the more adults in society are aware who are standing behind the kid in the shop, or the more parents are aware, the more likely it is that everybody will start to think of National Lottery products as over 18s products, which they are, and we can achieve our goal that no child will ever be able to buy a ticket in Ireland.
And maybe lastly, do we have any idea, obviously you know maybe 3 in 10 retailers are willing to sell them, but do we have any idea how many of these products are actually ending up being bought by children? Do we know if it's a big thing?
No. And the last time any research was done that would have identified under 18s gambling is so long ago, I don't think it would be very relevant.
So we don't know if
2018. We did some research ourselves at the time. The numbers were very small, but it's not none. And sure, we know every teenager will find the shop that's willing to sell.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, we really need to keep going and make sure every shop is compliant.
I have kids and I'm pretty sure none of them have ever bought a scratch card. I'm not even sure they hardly know what a scratch card is. Do you know what I mean? Because I don't use them myself, but I also don't know that they know anything about them. So I'm just wondering, do we know how prevalent it is among teens, for example?
Exactly. So the gambling prevalence studies don't go back very far, and the last one didn't separate out under 18. So it's difficult to track how many. But as regulator, I said my job is to make sure that no child should be able to buy a National Lottery scratch card or ticket in Ireland.
Last question for you. I have seen people give children scratch cards as presents in, you know, birthday cards or in communion presents, those types of things. Is that a bad idea?
So that's something I would actively discourage, because they are over 18s products for a reason. It is slightly different if you're not buying the card. And also you can't claim the prize as a child for the same reason. But we do have on our website, we have advice for parents on what to do, for example, if your child receives scratch cards as a gift, how to talk to them about them. If you talk to children early about gambling and about scratch cards and the real odds, and, you know, that it's not a quick way to make money, all those kind of things, that will protect them in the future.
Look, thank you very much for joining us, Carol. That's Carol Boat, the regulator of the National Lottery.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.